Good morning. The last couple of weeks, we've been in a teaching series called Letters to the Next President. And because of this series, it's really been interesting, or more interesting, I should say, to listen to debates and conversations around this upcoming election. By the way, when are you going to vote? Tuesday, that's right. Don't forget to get out and vote in the election. Now, some of you wrote us notes that were your letter to the next president, and they've been very informative to Justin and myself as we have formed this teaching series. I found some interesting quotes from some of the former U.S. presidents, which would be considered founders of this country, and with regards to this country and religion. George Washington said, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who would labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness." I thought that was very interesting, talking about the morals and religion and how they are indispensable supports of this great nation. Also, John Adams said, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the governments of any other." So as we think about our personal morals, our personal conviction, and our personal Christian walk, and this upcoming election, we definitely need to keep that in mind as we walk into the booth. Now, John Wesley is another quote that I received. Of course, being United Methodist, I had to bring John Wesley into this somehow. But he had a great quote that really deals with what we are dealing with personally as we walk into that booth. Because this Tuesday is a very important day, and I just thought this quote was great to share. Now remember, John Wesley is the founder of the Methodist movement, he and his brother Charles, and this was his quote. "I met those of our society who had votes in the ensuing election and advised them, one, to vote without fee or reward for the person they judged most worthy, two, to speak no evil of the person they voted against, and three, to take care their spirits were not sharpened against those that voted on the other side." Now, isn't that interesting? That was written in October, on October 6, 1774, and that still is appropriate as we move into this election week. So, now think about this. The day after the election, November 7th, winners and losers will have to figure out how to live together for four more years. Folks with diverse political views will still have to worship together. Wesley's wisdom provides an alternative to the prevailing polarization, right, of our politics. It provides an alternative for the winner-take-all attitude that so many have. And I know you and me. What is the correct English there? Any English teachers out there? You and I. I'm sure that doesn't apply to us at all, that winner-take-all attitude on Wednesday morning when we find out who the winner is. When we add Wesley's words with our scripture today, Micah 6:8, we find, I believe, what God is looking for us as we approach this election. So let's remind ourselves of what Micah 6:8, and I'm going to move to the second part of that verse. "Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love, and don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously." Let's read that together. This is taken from The Message, by the way, which this is The Message Bible right here. Eugene Peterson wrote this. I don't know if any of you have the old Living Bible from the 70s. All right. The Living Bible was, you might say, transliterated from by a Southern Baptist pastor. And so many of our theologies are shaped because of that, because of that was a huge Bible, I know, in my house as I was growing up. Well, Eugene is actually a Presbyterian pastor, and so you got to keep these things in mind as you read these Bibles, such as the Living Bible and the Message, versus the New Revised Standard. The Revised Standard that we have in our pews, you might have the New International Version. Those are Bibles that are translated directly from Greek and Hebrew. All right? So just so you understand the difference. But I really love this. This is kind of something that I want to memorize myself and take this into my daily life. But let's read this together. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love, and don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. So let's break up Wesley's quote really quick this morning and take a look at it. Number one is to vote without fee or reward for the person they judged most worthy. Now, I identify the fee or reward that tempts us today as narrow self-interest. Have you thought about that? Narrow self-interest. If we're honest with each other, if we're honest with ourselves, Justin, I've been hanging out with you too much. Sorry. I don't disrespect Arkansas whatsoever. No, if we're honest with ourselves, today's political propaganda addresses one very basic question, and I'm sure you're already asking it in your own mind before I speak it. What is in it for me? That is, if you listen to the politicians, if you listen to our conversations, most everybody focuses around this concept of what is in it for me. Rarely do conversations focus around what is best for our country, what is best for our society as a whole, or the common good, you might say. It isn't commonly used in the language of politics today. Polity is church politics. Politics is cultural politics. But listen, Jesus urged us to put others' needs before our own, didn't he? What if from now on we refused to settle for this narrow self-interest and voted without fee or reward for the person we judged most worthy? What if that's who we voted for? Do you remember what Micah said? Let's read it again. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love, and don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. The second point that Wesley had was to speak no evil of the person they voted against. You know, in Romans 3:10, Paul wrote, "There is no one who is righteous, no, not even one." There is no one who is righteous, not even one. What fun is election season if the candidates, if the special interests, if the parties, and yes, even if we can't bash the other side every once in a while, right? We have to understand that every poisonous, polarizing half-truth that we become a part of poisons our own soul. How many here have received those, you could call them bashing emails, but they're definitely negative emails, right? Well, maybe it's better to say how many have not received at least one of those emails. Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, you know, most statistics are made up on the spot, but I will say that most of those emails probably aren't even true. And yet, how many of us read them and believe them? Even if we don't believe them out here, our psyche remembers them and it influences us on Tuesday, doesn't it? You see, the more we believe in these half-truths, the more we stereotype the other side, so to speak, the more it poisons our own soul, the more it dehumanizes them, and it makes it an us-them argument, doesn't it? Have you ever thought about that? Paul said in Romans 14:10, "Why do you pass judgment on your neighbor? Let us who follow Jesus practice more civil political speech. Amen? We can debate policies. We can debate positions without demeaning people, can't we? Yes, no, maybe. Can we do that? Consistent Christ-like behavior in this respect is a powerful witness. Now, can I get an amen on that one? You know, it might be interesting. Our neighbors might find such credible Christianity attractive, mightn't they? Oh, what does Micah say again? Let's read it together. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love, and don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. Finally, the third point that Wesley made is to take care their spirits were not sharpened against those that voted on the other side. Tell me something. It's kind of hard to get, It's kind of hard to get close to someone who's sharpened, isn't it? Most of us would rather shy away from someone that has a personality like that, wouldn't we? We don't want to confront. And those times when we do confront, it is combative, isn't it? We sharpen ourselves, don't we, to counteract what we're feeling from them. We sharpen our response. We claim our position even more strongly, whether our candidate won or lost. Sharpening our spirits sinks us deeper and deeper into self-defensive self-righteousness. We confirm the other's ideological wrongness as we confirm our own self-righteousness, don't we? Our differences don't magically dissolve following the election. On Wednesday, you're not going to wake up and go, oh, I've always disagreed with so-and-so, but not anymore. The election's over. God bless you. Right? No. Let's listen closely to Wesley soon after this intense and often bitter election campaign that we have had, to take care that our spirits are not sharpened against those who voted on the other side. Amen? Let us remember this. Take care that our spirits are not sharpened against those that voted on the other side. Paul also says in Romans 15:7, welcome one another just as Christ welcomed you. Again, let's say together, Micah 6:8, I don't want us to forget it. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love, and don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. As we gather this morning for Holy Communion, let us remember that Christ is at our center. Amen. Oh, come on now. Christ is at our center, right? That is why we gather, right? Is not Christ the reason why we are here? Are we not here because of what God did through Jesus' birth? Of what God did through Jesus' life, through His death, and through His resurrection? Is that not why we gather this morning to give God praise? As we take communion, or maybe before we take communion would be a good idea, Let's ask for forgiveness in Jesus' name. Let's begin anew. Let us do what is fair and just to our neighbor. Let us be compassionate and loyal in our love. And folks, let us not take ourselves too seriously, but always take God seriously. Let's pray. Holy God, we give You thanks and praise, and we thank You for this day. We thank You, Lord, that we live in a country where, like Kathy said, we are on a team. Let us be a part of the team. Let us want to be a part of the team. And one way that it's been decided in this country that we can do that is to vote on Tuesday. So encourage us. Help us overcome our inadequacies, God, to walk into that booth on Tuesday and vote. Vote with what we believe our morals and our religious convictions are. Not what we're going to get out of it. What will make this country be what it used to be. We love you, God, and we thank you for your blessings. I give you praise for the ministry of this church and the power and the healing presence that this church, because of you, has on this community. As we take communion, God, we ask for your forgiveness in Jesus' name, and we ask that as people come forward, they may start a new journey in their life. We love you. And all of God's people said, Amen.